So what season of Terrors is this?
We are at season 7 of Thursday Night Terrors.
Yeah, and what are we talking about? What do we got planned for this upcoming season?
All right, so to kick things off, on August 22nd, we will be screening Frank Henenlotter's gritty New York City cult classic Basket Case. Followed by Lamberto Bava's Demons 2 on September 19th. And the big show, we're screening The Lost Boys on Halloween, October 31st. I'm very excited about that show. And then on November 21st, we're screening the lesser-known gem, Demon Wind. And to close things out for Season 7, we'll be screening the original 1974 slasher Black Christmas. December 12th.
You're hype about Black Christmas.
I am, yeah, first Christmas movie.
What makes you so hype about Black Christmas?
You know, there's just something so magical about playing a seasonal horror movie in that season. You know, it just feels so right.
Remember those idyllic scenes out of your childhood? Crisp winter nights, star bright. Remember those? Remember them well. After Black Christmas, they'll never be the same again.
Back in the first season of Terrors, we played John Carpenter's Thing in December, and it was a snow-covered night, and, you know, it was just a beautiful feeling. You felt like you were one of those characters living in that movie just because of the cold and the snow and everything. So for Black Christmas, I'm hoping to decorate the theater for the holiday. I'm hoping to have, you know, maybe a Santa Claus there and take photos, like a photo op opportunity. I'd like to do a blind gift exchange. I especially want to do a toy donation drive for kids. I haven't figured that out yet. I have to call different charities and stuff. But that's what I'd like to do. Maybe have some hot cocoa. Just really make it more than a movie, you know? Just like an event. Just something that I can look forward to and hopefully other people look forward to. Like, this is something that we put on the calendar and, you know, we look forward to it. That's my goal, is just to make it something, you know, more than just like, oh, let's rip these tickets and get people in these seats. You know what I mean?
It seems like every season you have a movie that's so ridiculous or so bad, it's just absurd. And it's not just potentially scary, but it's hilarious. We looking at any movies like that this season?
I would say Demon Wind, November 21st. The whole movie is full of scenes that the audience is just going to be completely unprepared for. I mean, there's random kung fu. There's just a bunch of zombies. There's maybe even like a weird, alien demon transformation thing that comes out of nowhere. The whole movie is just, it feels like it was made by an alien who's going through the motions of being a human movie director.
60 years ago, an entire family vanished without a trace. Now, one young man must face the Demon Wind.
How do we get to the Carter place from here?
You can't?
I think something bizarre has been going on at that farm for a long time. I'm going to find out what.
You know, and that's why those lesser-known movies are always fun for me, because they are like, where did this come from? How did it, you know, come into existence? So Demon Wind is full of moments that just will have you just like in shock. Hopefully it laughter as well. You know, that's important. The audience adds a whole different element to these movies.
And let's wrap this up with tonight. Tell me about Basket Case.
It has such character to it, and a big part of that character is how just filthy and disgusting New York City looks in the time of that film, which was, the movie was released in 82, so I imagine it was filmed in the early 80s. And it's a movie that I would say is like a tier or two under something as well known as The Lost Boys or something. And that's what I like to use Terrors for, is a nice way to curate those lesser known movies where maybe not everyone outside of the horror community has seen them, but now this is a chance to see it on the big screen, you know what I mean?